back to time. Let's talk about bull wine, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like where the bull dogs.
Hey, everybody.
Are they in harmony?
We are riding in the car again. This is a convenient way to record a podcast. Even if it sounds like garbage a little. You know how sometimes you eat something and it tastes a little like garbage, but not exactly like garbage? Of course not, because that's not a real thing that happens to anyone. Oh yeah, I ate a dinner that tasted a little like garbage, just not totally, and that's fine for me. Not something anyone's ever said. I was kind of just hoping to go with the, like, you know how this happens and we can relate to each other this way? But halfway through it, I was like, no, that's not going to work. That's because this isn't a real scenario. So fuck it. We're fucked. We are fucked. I had a pretty important thing happen the other day. I really got some insight, okay? As you may know, I am not a fan of Christmas. Not my favorite holiday. And part of the problem with Christmas is the problem that everyone seems to have with Christmas, which is like, when did Christmas start in, like, September? Right? It's going down. Christmas, September. You go to hobby. You go to lobby. I don't like it. I think it's too soon. But as someone who doesn't really like Christmas, it's hard for me to be like, oh, yeah, that's too early, right? Because for me, basically, any time before December is too early. But, you know, I always had this feeling of, like, I don't know, I think it would be possible for me to be in a semi-Christmassy spirit if it was a little more contained. If I felt like Christmas really kicked into gear after Thanksgiving, and also, like, the day after Christmas, it's fucking over. And the reason I have a new perspective that's the same perspective on it now is because of Halloween. I was just at the grocery store, and they had some of their Halloween shit out. So, like, they had these ceramic ghosts and jack-o'-lanterns and stuff for your fucking yard, and they were out, and it was not quite August when I saw this. Okay, not quite August when I saw this. And it did, I love Halloween. I think Halloween's the best holiday. The reason I think Halloween's the best holiday is not because people dress trampy, because, you know what, I'm not a slut-shamer like the rest of y'all, okay? Sometimes I'm like, hey man, people should be able to dress like this whenever they want. If you want to dress with your face down, boobs out, whatever, you should be allowed to. That shouldn't be a problem. It's not my fault that people don't know how to behave themselves, okay, around someone who's dressed in such a way that they're body proud, okay? Do you like how I've turned the idea of dressing as, like, a slutty Ghostbuster into an empowering thing? I guess that's... I'm sure I'm not the first person to do that by a long stretch. But anyway, that's not even what I like about Halloween, though. I like how Halloween is the holiday where basically, you know, there's a little more anything goes. You couldn't just put, like, a desiccated corpse in your yard any other time of year. You couldn't just have, like, skeletons hanging around. It would be fucking crazy. You know, you can't be the Addams Family 365 24/7 the way the Addams Family is. You gotta do it one day a year, and that day is Halloween, right? But I like that, you know, you can do that a day out of the year. I like that you could dress up weird one day out of the year. I have some dress-up standards. I don't really like store-bought costumes. I will make an exception. If your costume is from, like, the 1970s or something and it's real cheap and shitty, then it's cool. But current store-bought costumes are not good. I don't really like pun costumes very much, you know, where it's like, oh, yeah, I had a cereal box with a knife in it. I'm a serial killer. I don't think it's the puns that I hate. I don't like when you have to explain what your costume is. Like, to me, that's not a good costume. Regardless of whether it's just because you did a crappy job making it or it's a bad idea, if you have to tell everyone what you are and why it makes sense, not a good costume. That's a fact. That is a scientific fact. But other than that, I don't know. I like a shitty homemade costume more than I like a, like, super good. I think Batman is, like, the prime example. Like, you can get on Amazon and you can buy a pretty decent, almost movie-ready Batman costume for not very much money. But there's no fucking charm to that. There's no, like, who cares? So you spent $65, big fucking deal, right? I like to see a shitty homemade Batman costume. It's like when you go to Comic-Con, right, and you see people dressed in costume. There's definitely something to seeing a costume that was homemade that couldn't possibly have been bought off the shelf. I mean, you're like, okay, this person cared enough to devote quite a little bit of time to this. And, you know, I like that. That's fandom right there. But also what I like about Halloween, it's like the only holiday that doesn't have these familial expectations, right? Like, you're just like, oh, Thanksgiving. Hang out with the fam. You know, Thanksgiving is a dead day. And for me, I work at a library, right? And Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. I work Friday mornings. I work Wednesdays. So we usually close early on Wednesday, but that does me no good. It just means I have to work early in the morning in order to get the full day in. And then I go right back to work on Friday. So it's one day where I don't work, but that whole day is just devoted to doing the Thanksgiving eating thing, right? You just wake up, you go, you eat the food, you go home, and then it's like it never happened. The day Thanksgiving just kind of happens, but it's not a big fucking deal. And yet, it's not like I would just much rather have a typical Thursday where I just don't have to work. And, like, holidays are not that great to me because I like, here's what I like. One of my favorite things is I work the weekend and then I take, like, Monday and Tuesday off. I like that Monday and Tuesday when you're kind of, like, out doing whatever you want, but most of the rest of the world is at work. Because it's like you can go do these things you like to do. You know, the hiking trails aren't crowded. Well, I don't fucking hike. Let's be serious. But if you wanted to, they wouldn't be. You know, the coffee shops aren't as crowded. The bookstore's not as crowded. You can go to the fucking movies, and there's not going to be 1,000 people there with their kids, right? It's like it's a tame version of the real world. It's like the version of the real world that I want where, you know, a plague wiped out, I don't know, maybe 10 to 20% of the people. And you're like, all right, we just got a little more breathing room. But, you know, without the guilt of kind of enjoying the results of a horrible plague. It's the best of both worlds. You got the plague, none of the guilt. It's like, it sounds like a diet slogan, you know. All the fun, none of the guilt. I love Halloween, all right? Also, here's a good thing about Halloween. It happens on the 31st and it's fucking over. It's not like hanging around for 2 months. It's not like the December holidays where basically, like, you're trying to work or do other work or get some things done. You don't hear back from anybody because everyone's like, well, okay, Christmas is on a Tuesday, so I might as well take off Monday. And also, I guess I'll take off the previous Friday because it's Christmas Eve on Monday and I can't work that day. And I want to take off the day after Christmas because then it's like, oh, we could just chill out. And you're just like, the fucking and then it's like Christmas Eve 5 days later. So I might as well come in like one of those days and just do some email and then sit around and drink a hot cocoa and then go home. And it's just like, fucking A, man. Can't get anything done. I don't like that the whole world has subscribed to this. It's like, you know, this time of year, your friends who are teachers, right, are like, oh, fuck, I have to go back to work. Oh, that sucks. And I'm like, fuck you. You know, the rest of us have been working all summer, right? Like, the rest of us who have normal jobs, there's no such thing as the summer. Only teachers have the summer off. It makes me crazy. It makes me crazy. These damn teachers thinking they're doing such a good thing for our kids. I think these teachers are a scam. I think all these teachers want is summers off, and that's why they've chosen their career path. I also have a totally unrelated scam, but here's the unrelated scam, right? Coco the gorilla. Now we've all talked about how I think that this whole thing where they gave her kittens was kind of crazy, because there had to be a lot of consternation when that first helpless little kitty goes in with a giant gorilla, and they're just like, are we sure that Coco's not going to just pop this cat's head off? Like, just like it's opening a can of soda. It's just going to grab its ear and tear its head off and then drink the inside. Whatever's inside the cat. How do we know that Coco isn't saying it wants a kitty? Because what it really wants is to drink whatever fluids are inside of a kitty. You know, maybe this is Coco's thing. We don't know that Coco... What if Coco is really smart and is also evil? And here's the scam I wonder about Coco. So she's doing sign language, right? And I was like, has anyone who's done sign language actually vetted this sign language? Like, has anyone who just speaks regular sign language gone in there and been like, this isn't actually fucking sign language? Looked into it. Turns out Coco speaks a special gorilla sign language. So already, that's suspicious, right? Why couldn't she just do human sign language? That doesn't really make a lot of sense. And then it's like, well, how do I know that gorilla sign language isn't just Coco's flailing? Or that we're horribly misunderstanding and maybe she's horribly evil? For example, one of her cats, I believe it was All Ball, was killed. It was hit by a car. And then Coco was really sad. But I was like, how do we know that Coco wasn't sad because she wanted to be the one to kill All Ball? Like, she was like, no, I was grooming that cat to kill myself, not for some other person to kill All Ball. I wanted to kill All Ball. I do it. Me. Coco. Or supposedly, Coco was very sad when Robin Williams passed away. Which, again, I'm like, maybe Coco perceived Robin Williams as her enemy and was like, I wanted to finish him. You know, he took away my glory, my triumph of feeling his life leave his body by killing himself. And I'm upset. I'm going to throw a tantrum, basically, because I couldn't kill Robin Williams. He did it himself. That bastard. He tricked me. We don't know. Do we know? Does anyone know? How do we know? How do we know? So anyway, that's the scam of Coco the gorilla. Getting back to fucking Halloween. So the Halloween shit is out. And I've always loved Halloween and always hated Christmas. And part of what I hated about Christmas was I was like, it's too long. And the Halloween shit being out in July, I didn't like it. And I like Halloween, and I was like, guys, it's too early. And I felt like, I was like, why do I not like this? And I felt like, well, part of the magic of Halloween is that we really get excited about it for like a month to 2 weeks out of the year, right? It's not like a constant thing. It's not a quarter of the year is not Halloween, the way it kind of becomes with Christmas and adjacent holidays, where it just becomes this straight holiday row. Holiday row, all month. That's what part of what makes Halloween great. And also, what kind of like takes the magic away of Halloween. I'm confident saying that having a 3 month long ramp up to Halloween takes away some of the fun of it. Or it spreads the same amount of fun over a longer period. I don't have to tell you a lot about, you know, math to tell you how that works, right? There's a finite amount of joy in my life, and if that same amount of joy is spread out over a longer period, I'm going to just be less happy. And I need those peaks, man, because I got the valleys. I need the peaks. Don't take my peaks away. But here's the insight I got. I think I'm right in disliking how long Christmas season is. And any, you know, all other people who feel the same way are also right. It's not a matter of like, oh, I just don't like Christmas and therefore I don't really dig it. It seriously is too long. The Christmas season is too fucking long. And having it be too long makes it shittier. Having it be too long makes the pressure for presents and that kind of crap too much. Having it be so long makes it hard to get anything done at work around the holiday. It just, it's too fucking long. And so when I saw my holiday be as long, you know, my people's holiday be that long, I was like, hey, this is wrong. I had a magnet on my car. It was like one of those ribbons, you know, for bring home the troops. But now, like, you can just have a ribbon for anything. Sort of like how, for a while, you had those yellow wristbands for cancer, right? Lance Armstrong cancer. And then everyone's like, we just made a wristband for everything. So it's kind of, I don't know. I don't understand how people, like, who do marketing don't feel weird about that. Wouldn't you feel weird if you're like, what do? I run a pancake house. And what'd you do to advertise? We made these wristbands. Oh, like the kind that, you know, the proceeds go for cancer and stuff. And you're like, yeah, but this one says I heart pancakes. Oh, okay, that seems fine. Seems cool. What are you going to do next? Just pass around a collection plate at your pancake house? Or like have kids go door to door with those little Band-Aid boxes to get coins and shit? Give me a fucking break. I forgot what I was talking about, guys. It was a scam. It was ribbons. So I had one on my car that was like, I support Halloween or something like that. And it was, you know, black and orange and had a jack-o'-lantern on it. Now it was a magnet. And I was shocked because it had lasted so long. And then I went to work at a different library briefly. And it turns out someone who works there lives in my apartment building. And she was like, oh, I recognize you because you drive the car with the Halloween thing on it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's me. She was like, that thing is so cool. And I was like, you know what I can't believe? It's a magnet, not a sticker, and no one has taken it. Like, it's survived several months. It survived since Halloween because that's when I got it. And she was like, that is kind of surprising. And I was like, I know. Because, like, years ago, my old car was parked in pretty much the same neighborhood. And someone totally took the antenna off of, the radio antenna off of my car, which was really fucking annoying because the car CD player sucked. It skipped constantly. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on here, but like, I had this incident where, so I had this car, this crappy car, and my mom's boyfriend got me this CD player for the car, but it was like a refurbished unit, right? But, you know, it was installed and everything, and it was awesome because I was like a CD player. This thing skipped all the time. Like, you couldn't go 5 or 10 seconds without it skipping, you know, a CD. And it's like, it's crazy to even remember thinking about skipping CDs and stuff like that. And eventually, this is like one of the probably worst moments I've had with my mom in my life. Because, you know, when you're a teenager and you're kind of embarrassed of your parents and you just whatever. And so my mom went back to the place where they bought it, Car Toys or whatever, and was basically like, you guys need to give us a refund and take this fucker out. And, you know, the guy was like, well, we don't do that on refurbished. And she's like, well, this doesn't work, you know, and basically made a huge scene in the store about this CD player not working. Which is like, I kind of understand, and I definitely, looking back on this, I'm like, I think at this time, maybe it's fair to say my mom had some other shit going on. As happens most times, I think, when someone goes into a retail outlet and makes a scene, there's probably more to the story than this CD player doesn't work, and I'm pretty mad about it, right? And, you know, when that happens, people don't usually make the best arguments. They usually just get loud. And they also seem to tend to argue with the person who has the least authority or ability to change anything. You know, the least say in what's going on. I mean, this is just some fucking guy. He was probably like 4 years older than me at the time. And he's just standing there. And, you know, you work at like Car Toys. You gotta wear like a button-down shirt and a tie or some shit like that because, I don't know. Most jobs, here's the thing. If you're wearing a tie and a button-up shirt at your job, you're either great or a total fucking scumlord And they make you do that because they're like, we want to trick people for 5 seconds to think that you're, like, not a horrible person. Prime example, phone store. Almost everyone who works at the phone store is a total piece of garbage. You know, they're trying to, like, pressure you into getting these phones. It seems like the people who work at the phone store are, like, sort of reform gangster people who picked the job of the phone store either because they had no choice or because they're like, this is a job where I can actually have my phone out and be texting all the time. And it's fine. You know, it's like, oh, I'm just showing people my phone. I can have my phone on me all the time. So this is the perfect job. That's the main criteria I have for a career. Can I have my phone out most of the time? Awesome. I'm in. Oh, God. Who, by the way, whenever I meet someone who's, like, shitty or kind of a jerk or just boring or whatever, it seems like those people text disproportionately. Like, they're texting a lot. And I'm like, who are you texting? Who is, like, who wants to hear from you that much? This is, like, my probably one of my most judgmental things is whenever I meet someone and I'm like, ugh, they kind of suck. And then they seem to text a lot, or I seem to notice that they're texting a lot. And I get so mad because I'm like, no one wants to text me that much. I have things to say. I've been doing a fucking podcast for like 300 episodes. I got so much to say. Meanwhile, this motherfucker is texting like mad back and forth. He's wearing out the keyboard or the screen on the phone. The most used letters are being worn out. The pixels. You know, he has to turn the phone sideways whenever he texts because he's worn out the pixels on his fucking phone because he texts so much. But what is he possibly saying? LOL, OMFG. Oh, my God. What are you even doing? Anyway. So I tell this person, I'm surprised that no one has stolen my magnet because it's a magnet. You know, the power of magnetism, though great in the hands of a master practitioner such as X-Men's Magneto, not insurmountable. Like, it's not like you really have to want my bumper sticker magnet to get it. You just have to kind of want it. You know, you don't have to be like, oh, I wanted it bad enough and I got it. It's kind of like, I kind of wanted it and I got it. And so I was telling this lady that. And then, lo and behold, about a week ago, I was like, I wonder if that's still there. Because, you know, it's like having a tattoo on a part of your body that you don't see a whole lot. Where, like, every once in a while, you're just like, oh, yeah, I guess that's still there, huh? And for some reason, part of you is like, I wonder if that's gone. Even because, you know, you're like, I don't feel it on my body. But it's probably still there. So I kind of made a point of checking if it was still there. Because, you know, you just get in, you know how most people, like, the time from when I leave my apartment until I get to work is kind of a little bit spacey. Not in a dangerous way, not in a, like, I'm fucking texting while I'm driving way or something. Just in a way where, like, if nothing special happens, I don't have strong memories of my commute the next day. Which I've taken to calling it a commute. It takes me, like, 20 minutes to get to work. That seems abnormal in a town the size I live in, but there you go. So I check, and the magnet's gone. I support Halloween, gone. And I swear to God, I go out like the next day after I find it's gone, and this lady is there, the one I'd met, you know, who I didn't really see around the building a lot, and she's out on the balcony smoking. Which, by the way, best use of a balcony, standing out there smoking. I mean, that's a great balcony activity. That seems like why a balcony was made. And she's like sitting out there smoking, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And she was like, are you going on vacation or going to work? Because I had like 3 bags with me, because I have like a lunch bag, and then I had a, you know, my laptop and shit, and then I have my gym bag. I take all my shit to work. And I was like, yeah, LOL, you know. And I was like, hey, can you believe it? Someone stole my magnet. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I would be suspicious it was you, except for you specifically told me that you'd noticed it. So now I, you know. And she's like, well, good thing, or something like that. This all happened very quickly. look, Aaron Sorkin doesn't write my life, okay? Sometimes there's dialogue that doesn't really go anywhere. So we, you know, have this little exchange. And now, in hindsight, I am more suspicious because I'm like, well, who else would take it? But then I'm like, probably some rando, but maybe it was her. And maybe that's how she threw me off the scent, right? Because who's the least likely suspect? The most likely suspect. Because, like, if someone stole it, if I was like, somebody stole my magnet, and then I had to go through a list of suspects, I'd be like, well, I guess she's likely in that I know who she is. I mean, she's an actual person that I know of. But she's not, like, I have no real reason to think she stole it other than the fact that she noticed it, right? But at the same time, who else is more likely to have stolen it? I don't know. But the point is, you can't have nice things for like a year. That's impossible. So, you know, whatever. If you believe in the good of society, I mean, fuck you, I guess. You know, this is why I'm not voting. Because there's no point. Society is in ruins. You can't have a magnet on your car about supporting Halloween without some motherfucker taking it and stealing it. I just hope, like when someone stole my antenna on my old car, I was like, I hope they stole that and, like, did something with it. Like, they were like, oh, I actually have the exact same fucking car. I'm going to put this on my car, right? Because here's what I pictured. I always picture this, and it's vivid in my mind as if I had seen it. And it was yesterday. It was both not something I saw and something that happened like 12 years ago. But nonetheless, I picture like two kids who are like 14 walking along. They just unscrew the antenna. The one kid like whips his friend with it a couple times and they just throw it in the bushes like 50 feet away from where they got it. Meanwhile, I have no fucking radio anymore. Right? I have no access to the radio, and I only have this skipping CD player. For you to whip your friend, like, twice. I'm so mad at these boys who don't even exist, for all I know. But I'm pretty sure they do. This is the thing. I'm almost positive they do. Because I don't believe in the goodness. And the magnet, I'm like, I hope someone took this. Like, I kind of hope this lady took it, because she liked it. So, you know, if she took it and she's like, I'm going to just keep this in my glove box till I move somewhere else and then throw it on my car. Or until next Halloween, I'm going to put this on my car. Because then I'm like, well, at least she stole it because she wanted it, not just to do something, right? But I don't think that's what happened. I'm like pretty sure. I'm sure someone was just walking by, peeled it off, threw it in a bush. Everything I think that's stolen ends up in a bush. It's sort of like, you know, if someone steals your purse or your wallet, right? I'm like, hey, if you're going to steal, here's my advice to purse and wallet thieves out there, by the way. And this is twofold. Number one, if you're going to steal my fucking wallet, how about you leave, like, the shit that's not going to help you at all? My driver's license is not going to help you. My insurance card is not going to help you. My fucking library card is going to do you no good. Okay? You don't want that crap. Just leave it. Just take out the fucking credit card and the cash and then walk away. Number one, because you don't need it. You're just going to throw it. And don't steal my fucking whole wallet because then I got to get a new fucking wallet. I don't like shopping for a wallet. That's like clothes shopping. That is like one step above clothes shopping because you're like, I don't know, maybe they'll have something with Spider-Man on it that doesn't have Velcro. That's all I'm hoping for. But goddamn. Don't steal my wallet. Don't make me buy another wallet. Don't add insult to it. Don't make me go to the DMV. Don't make me go to the DMV. Are you crazy? That's like the worst thing. You might as well just stab me and take my wallet. You know what I mean? I'd rather get mildly stabbed and be fine and then still have my driver's license than have to go to the fucking DMV. Jesus Christ. Are you out of your mind? Just take the credit card. And you know why else that's good? If you just take the credit card and you leave my wallet, I might not notice. You're going to have a much better window of opportunity to try and spend that money, right? Not that mine's like worth a whole lot. I'm just saying that gives you a way better opportunity. Like if you steal my credit card and then go run, I might not know that it's gone for like a day. Because if I don't spend any credit card that day, I ain't going to fucking know it's missing. Because I'll be like, here's my wallet, right? I just leave my wallet alone. Like, this is how low my standards are. You know, I'm like, someone's going to steal your wallet. I just would rather they didn't force me to go to the DMV. That's all I care about. That's all I want out of life, is to not have to make a trip to the DMV. Is that so much to ask? Is that really so much to ask of the world? So that's where I'm at with a hypothetical. That's my magnet's gone. This has been our Halloween show in August. Speaking of, I had some interesting ideas and plans for the future for Halloween. Because I love Halloween so much, I'm hoping to record a series of shorter-ish, maybe half-hour episodes, and do an episode every day in October leading up to Halloween with, like, creepy themes, you know. But we'll see if that happens. This is just an idea that was kicking around in my head because I was like, I want to do something cool for Halloween this year. But I also, the upcoming 300th episode, I've made a decision about how this is going to work, what the 300th episode is going to be, and how it's going to function. We're going to Wu-Tang this shit. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2. New contest. New games. New rules. Same old participants. You know, and we could probably add some. Here's the deal. If you want to be part of the Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2, if you didn't hear the first Snowball, what it is basically is an audio contest where people submit different pieces of audio. They come on the show and they talk about some shit. And then, you know, your contribution is judged by a panel of me. Oh, my God. You know when there's a truck in front of you and you can't tell that your lane's about to end because of road work? That's what just happened to me. You'll be judged by a panel of me, and the winner wins the snowball, right? So it's fun. It'll be fun. We're going to have some good stuff, like a trivia contest based on the show, so you better start studying. Some other good shit. But the prize this year is going to be awesome. So the Snowball is going to be episode 300, right? And it'll be in parts because there'll be multiple players. Episode 301 is going to be a special, super, super limited edition episode of this show that is not released on the internet, but instead pressed to vinyl. I found a place that will do small pressings of vinyl, and that's what we're going to do. So the winner of the Snowball will not only win this prestigious prize and go into the Hall of Champions, they will be the only listener to whom episode 301 is released. So like Wu-Tang had everyone bid on that one album, and that was fucking crazy. That's what's going to happen here, except the bidding is not monetary, and also nobody's going to care, except for five people who will really care, I hope. So that's the reward. If you win, you're going to have an episode that's just yours. Now, if you win this episode, you are free to do with it as you please. So if you wanted to release it, you could. If you wanted to do something weird with it, you could. You know, it is your episode. It belongs to you and you alone. The reason for the format is just to make it basically more difficult to just, like, throw it up on the internet. Because you have to want to in order to go from vinyl to internet. You have to want to at least a little bit. That's what it looks like we're going to do. So I hope you like that idea, because that was a brainstorm I had last night and that I'm pretty fucking excited about. You know, and this album will include art on the outside. I made quote marks with my hands, which is both invisible to listeners and also highly dangerous while operating a motor vehicle. But yeah, tell me what you think. I think this is fucking probably one of my better ideas. From a list of many, many good ideas, this is probably one of the better ones. Okay? So there you have it. That's the plan. Now, if you want to participate in Helpful Snowball, in the past, we've kind of had like a, you know, you had to basically come in and record, right? And that's still what I would prefer. There will be some points added for coming in to record in studio because it sounds better. However, there will be the option this year to Skype in. And the way that I'm going to manage that is I have a microphone, a USB microphone, that I will send through the mail to anyone who would like to participate, right? So if you are remote and I'm not going to see you probably before Thanksgiving-ish, which is when I anticipate we'll be at this episode, let me know. Because then I'm going to send you this microphone. We can do it over Skype. You can use the microphone, so it'll sound pretty decent. And then we're going to have a great series of episodes. So, RSVP, ASAP, ASVAB, POS. Let me know if you want to participate as soon as possible. And we're going to start scheduling contestants. Okay? And then we'll make announcements on the show about what exactly the categories are going to be, how it's all going to work, and what you're supposed to do to win the Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2. All right. So there you go. That's the announcement portion. And that's also the end of the show. See, what I do is I put the announcement at the end because no reason. I just don't think of it until the end. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, there's this other thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but the show is not super well planned out. It kind of just happens as it happens. Great. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Helpful Snowball.